I wanted to choose an Arachaim sugya, which is really a sugya that goes up to Chesamid Aleph. So here I'd like to speak out in the tziv, which I had given out, and then add a prat, which I think is will be a chiddush to everybody. The tziv points out that there's a taisis here and a taisis in Brachis that are arguing in the yesodistic issue. And that is, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to add to the davening. Thank you, Ellen. That you're not allowed to add to the davening, not in the Shlosha Rishaynais and the Shlosha Achrayinais, not allowed to add Bakashas. And that you're not Marich, you don't add Barichus. If you add something to your davening, you add it Bekitzer. That you're not Marich, since the Gemara says in Ba Loima Achat Filah, so if you're saying in the Yetzirah, you could say more. But otherwise, you don't say something that's very long. So the question that they're dealing with is, let's say, the Kravitz on Purim. On Purim, we add a lot, we add to the middle brachis, we add an arichus to the middle brachis, we add to the first brachis. So we add quite a bit to the davening in the Kravitz l'Purim. So Tosis here, and Tosis in brachis, asks from the Kravitz l'Purim. They also ask from the minig in some places by slichas of bahab that they add to the shmeinei esrei, they add slichas in the middle of shmeinei esrei. So the question is, by what right could you add? So the netziv is medayik that there are two terutzim. Tosis in brachis is one teretz, and tosis in avodah zarah is another teretz. And the difference, you have to be in the netziv to notice the difference. There, Tosis says, Tzarchei Tzibor Shani. That if it's Tzarchei Tzibor, you're allowed to, the rules are broken. The rules for eating are for Yachid. Tzarchei Tzibor, you can eat whatever you want, in the beginning brachis, with arichos, anything you want. That's Tosis Teretz. I once heard from Matziel Solomon, because Tosis there brings that we say, Zachreinu L'chaim, El Chafetz V'chaim, the Aser Simei Tshuva. That breaks the rules. We're adding it to the first bracha. How do you add Zachreinu? So Tosis says, you're davening for the tzibur. So remember Matisyahu saying that if you say Zachreinu l'chaim and you only think about yourself, so it's a hefsik in Shmein Esrei. You're not allowed to say it. You're being mafsik. So you're not allowed to be mafsik in the Shleisha Rishayim.
It's only if it's Zachreinu tzibur. It's a plural lesson.
Yeah, me and my wife. Yeah, my wife and my parents and my... What, that's a tzibur?
It's two.
It's two. Well, I think so. Tzachet tzibur, he means tzachet tzibur. That it means that? It means the whole tzibur. Anyway, that's Tosis Teretz and Brachas. Tosis and Brachas says the heter is tzachet tzibur. Whenever you add, the heter is tzachet tzibur. Our Tosis says tzibur shani. It doesn't say tzachet tzibur shani. Our Tosis, here at Chesam Adalaf, the top Tosis, says that they add in the slichas, ikalamema the tzibur shani. So he teaches tzibur shani means the chazaras hashatz, the tzibur shmeina esrei. That the chazaras hashatz shmeina esrei, the tzibur shmeina esrei shani, the tzibur shmeina esrei allowed to add to. But the yachid shmeina esrei, that we have rules. A yachid can add in the shloisha rishaynais and can't be marich, etc. So his chilik, he says in our taisis, the chilik is if it's a chazar sashat shmein esrei or if it's a regular shmein esrei. So then the tziv says that's the chalufei minhagim in the machzairim. It has a Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It has a piyutim that he aired in Birchas Kriya Shema. Ever saw? Like one of the small pleasures Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is turning all those pages. When Oscar put it in the back, it took away a little of the Hanos Eilam Hazev Davening. Like, it's a geschmack thing to turn pages. But there must be someone who says it. I never met anybody who says it. But there are those who say in Berchus Kriyashma, they add Slichus, they add Piyutim. The Tziv says it's totally in the Machlaikis, the two Taisis. According to Taisis and Brachis, Tzarchei Tzibur Shani, Tzarchei Tzibur you can add anywhere. Even in Yishtol Shmein Esrei, you can eat Tzarchei Tzibur. So in Yetzirah, you can also eat Tzarchei Tzibur. Wherever you want, you can eat. If it's Tzarchei Tzibur, you can eat it. According to our Tosis, no. It's only a din of chazaras hashatz that it could be added. But in a regular davening, you can't add. You're not allowed to add Nabi Marech, and you're not allowed to stam as I add. So he says that it's totally in these two sheets. So this is the way the Nitziv learned up a sugya. He wrote the Hamik Shaila. It's known that Nitziv wasn't thought of as such a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He sat quietly and learned and printed. They published the Shiltas, the Hamik Shaila, and he got an extraordinary name. It's full of these type of diukim, and he makes this diuk that our Taisus argues with that Taisus, and that it's a Machlaikus. So this is the Nitziv, the idea, and this for itself is a Geshmaki idea to know. But I want to add a prat, which I think is important for everybody, and that is about regarding Chazaras Hashatz. What is Chazaras Hashatz? Pashup Shat. We have Chazaras Hashatz. Why? Because if there's an Amor, it's a Shul that doesn't know how to daven, he can be Yaitzel with Chazaras Hashatz. And that's why we have Chazaras Hashatz. The Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah seems to say that the Chazan says a Shmein Esrei for everybody. And the Gemara seems to say that the Shtul Shmein Esrei, he prepares it, and the loud Shmein Esrei, he says it out loud. Now, it's because of this, I think, that people are mezalzel in Chazaras Hashatz. Because after all, look, the Chazan's saying it over for an Amoretz. I'm not an Amoretz, at least not that much Amoretz, I know how to daven. So, alright, we have this meaning that the Chazan keeps on going Chazaras Hashatz, so what's it got to do with me? So in Meila, there's a zilzul in Chazaras Hashatz. They published, let me get the Mishnah Berurah, they published in Rav Moshe, in the last chelik, thank you, a shtickle Torah from Rav Moshe, regarding Chazaras Hashatz. And Rav Moshe Be'ikr dispels this whole idea that Chazaras Hashatz is just to be Eitzadam, the Aretz, and if you know I'm a Ratzim, then we just do it because we want to be Mekayim Takanos Chachamim. So that's why we do Chazaras Hashatz, and that's really the reason people are mezalzel. Like, why not learn during Chazaras Hashatz anyway? The truth is, if we're only doing it for the Amei Aretz, so, you know, if you have 100 people in shul, that 90 go out and learn, and the 10 will be here to keep the Takanos Chazal. There are a few hechreichim in halacha that it can't be that way. Ramesh is Maritz, and I'll bring the simplest rayas. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kishushliyat zi b'chayzer atfila, hakal yesh lan lishtaik ulechavin lebrachish emavarach achazim." What does that mean? If I'm in shul, let's say there are amaratz and being yaitzu with achazim. Why do I have to be mechavin to him? It's just a convenience. It's available for whoever wants to be yaitza. What does it mean? I'm supposed to be mechavin to be yaitza with him? The words don't even make sense. What am I being mechavin to be yaitza? V'mein tisha mechavnin karv liyas berchaisel levatala. Shulchan is a mechaber I'm reading. Sometimes you're in a minion, a quick minion in an office or somewhere. In those situations, I don't like davening for the Amid. It says if there aren't 9 people being mechavin, mechavin means they know which bracha you're making and answering Amen, then it's karav liyas bracha levatala. Who wants to daven for the Amid? When you have a small group of people and the people are in a rush and they're not really paying attention. But why should it be this way? If Chazaras Hashatz is to be Yotzei Nebaki, why do I need 10 people listening? Ramah brings Yeshayim Shekolam Yamdu Kishachayzer Shatz HaTfilah. What does that mean? Why should I stand by Chazaras Hashatz? Now this is a Ramah, but as far as Dim Day, they're not makbid to stand. Ashkenazim Yesh V'Yesh, the Bnei Torah makbid to stand. Why do I have to be makbid to stand? They make it tell me this. How do you understand Pashup Shat? If Chazaras Hashatz is so that you should be Yotzei Nebaki, why do I have to stand? For what reason? If I'm being Yaitza with him, I have to stand. I'm not being Yaitza, why do I have to stand? You all know a Shat should be Adam Hogun, a Ben Shloishim, a Varbanim, it gives a whole list. If it's just to be Maitzi people, It's like you need a Shabbos. Should get up and say Chazar Sashas. Why do you need an Adam Hagun? You know, it's like you light the menorah. So who lights the menorah for the tzibur? Anybody who's standing around lights the menorah. Why should it be a, why do you need an Adam Hagun to that? There are rules even for everyday tefillah. Yom Nirom says especially, but to be a pshat kavua, you need pshat kavua. Really says, but it says in the Siminun, I think it is, by the rules of a pshat. So therefore, what? Why do you need a special person? It's a regular for you. Anybody can make the brachas under the chuppah. Right? Okay, that's nothing to do with this. The kicker to it is that the Mishnah Brura says, when he talks about being Yaitza.
Maybe you mean the minion of the Davos of Medusa?
What?
When you do the Davos of Medusa, you have a minion of people standing?
You don't have to stand for Davos of Medusa. You have to be standing. The Mishnah Brura says that, first he says, Habaki ain't a Yaitza b'chazar sashatz. The first Mishnah Berurah Klav Da, he says, a baki can't be yaitza, you have to have yourself. A filo mishayin a baki, ain't a yaitza, ki im yesh asorah v'beis haknesis. Now why should that be? You have a person who doesn't know how to daven, so someone will daven shmai salah and be mitzi him. Why do you need 10 people in shul? 10 people in shul to be mitzi him? For what? Why do you need 10 people to be mitzi him? It's also hard to understand.
How does it work for anybody anyway? Rather shmai kainah?
If it's a lechayer, it's a regular shemay kaina, and if it's a regular shemay kaina, so somebody who didn't daven yet is shemay kaina. But so why can't it be? It's a regular. Why any bucky? Why do you need 10 people? The question is a b or in that. So you need a din tzibur obviously to be yaitza. Why? Well, why should that be? Remember when I was in the dorm. I had a seder before Shachris, and then whatever time they daven, the chazan got up and he said brachis. And the yeshiva from brachis till haidu is 10 to 15 minutes. So I was doing my chavrusa. We didn't, you know, we waited. We chapter around the extra 5 minutes. So I remember asking Rav Palm, it's shteris in the middle of the learning to answer the 15 amens. Whether I'm mechuyev to answer the amens, I could keep on learning. So Rav Palm told me, just don't pay attention. If you're not paying attention, you don't have to answer amen. You're learning, you don't have to pay attention. You're paying attention, you have to answer amen. If you're not paying attention, you don't have to answer amen. By Chazar HaShatz, there's no such rule. By Chazar HaShatz, why can't I do the same thing? Well, pay attention, I don't want to answer amen. By Chazar HaShatz, there's no such rule. So Rav Moshe writes, and in Sifrei, in those who write Kabbalistic ideas, you'll find it for sure. The Ben Ishchai happens to write this idea. But Rav Moshe, this is in the Chelik Tess of Degris Moshe, the last Chelik that they put out, was the list I think they put out recently, the 10th Chelik, in Simon Dalet, they printed, you can see it was a Shtickel Torah he wrote, basically he goes through Rishayim. Rav Moshe writes that Chazaras Hashatz is a tefillah that's Avodas HaTzibur. It's a tefillah that's the avoda of the tzibur, like in the Beis Hamikdash, there's avoda. It's the avoda of the tzibur, it's a tefillah of the tzibur. And hayais, it's a tefillah of the tzibur. He mentions you have to stand, like by avoda you have to stand. And people could be yaitza, it's a tefillah that comes from the tzibur. So even though normally people are not yaitza, weren't yaitza, they could be yaitza. And that's why kala am oimdim u'mechavnin, because there's something to Chazar HaShatz, it's a tzibur dikka shmeina esrei. It's a Shemini Esrei that comes from the Tzibur, independent of the fact that it's to be mighty people. But in itself has a Teyeles for itself. And you should know, the halacha is, you're not allowed to answer Amen to a bracha if you don't know which bracha it is. Sometimes you're in a shul, and someone's saying brachas, you can't hear him, but everyone's answering Amen. So it's instinctively, we also answer Amen. That's called an Amin Yisayma. It says terrible things about answering Amin Yisayma. It says, Mishayna Amin Yisayma, you bun of Yisayma. It says such a lashon in Halacha. So, if you don't know which bracha it is, if you're in shul and someone's saying bracha and you're answering Amin, you can't hear the bracha, you shouldn't answer unless you know which bracha it is.
What do you do in
So in Alexandria, they had to keep track of the brachas. In Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, when they waved the flag to say Amen, you had to keep track of which bracha they're up to. If you don't know which bracha you're up to, so you don't answer Amen to the bracha. It's halacha pesuk in Shulchan Aruch. It's a gemara of Amen Yisayma.
So in the Chazar Sashat,
you really have to be paying attention. If you're looking into either a Sefer or a Blackberry, you can't. If you don't know which bracha it is, then you really can't answer Amen. Now, getting back to eating, so what we're saying is that really Chazar Sashat is it's a tefillah that has a te'elas la'atzmai. It's a tzibur de ketfilah, like the Avaida, there's a tzibur, the Akabonis Yachid, the Akabonis Tzibur. It's a tefillah that comes from the tzibur. That's where Moshe's beer. If you look at this, Ice Cut in your test, it's divided into Ice Cut in your test, he explains it exactly the way I'm telling it to you. With that, we can understand our tesis. Our tesis says tzibur shani, not sarche tzibur shani, tzibur shani, chazar sashat shani. That means a yachid can't add to his tefillah only bekitzer, only in the middle brachis, like it says. There are rules for a yachid. A tzibur can add. Tzibur shani, the kravitz, you can add not to the shtol shemayin esrei, the atay says, only to the loud shemayin esrei. The loud shemayin esrei is a tefillah shel tzibur. It's a different tefillah. And that tefillah, that's the tefillah to which you can add. So our Tosis is really saying this idea. What?
Define kitzer and define long.
Define? Yes, I was wondering what's long and what's short. You're allowed to add, you're not allowed to be marach in your quiet shemayin esrei. So, in the quiet shemayin esrei, it's talofi. You want to add a personal bakasha, you can add bekitzer. So I don't know, how do you define what's kitzer and how do you define what's long? So what I have to do is find an Adam Gadol who wrote a Nusach, Shmakeleinu, you're allowed to be Marech, Kitzas.
Is it
Tfilah upon Nusach? That's a Shmakeleinu.
Yes,
so Shmakeleinu, Shmakeleinu, it says you're allowed to be Marech, Kitzas.
Is this Kitzas,
Michael? Yeah, that's, I guess, Kitzas.
That looks pretty
long
to me.
Pretty long to you. I'll tell you the truth, there's a Nusach that Chazainish wrote for the Bracha, for Reitz of Tshuva, for the Bracha of Tshuva, if there was somebody, it's in the Igros Chazainish, somebody who had a child that he was davening that he should be Chazainish of Tshuva, so he wrote a Nusach. So the Nusach he wrote there is, it sounds like to be not so bekitzer. He writes, he say the name of the child, Yeratzin Sheh, my son so and so. He writes, because it's a Shaila, how can you daven someone to do Tshuva? He has Bechira. So the Nusach he writes is Hachin Lefon of Sibais. Shiazireu, Latira, Latfila, Lakia Mitzvis. Fahasimi menu asibais hamainim aisai, Mikiyam, Melimira Taira, Mitfila, Mikiyam, Mitzvis. It's a shtickle of a long lashon. It is, it's two sentences. So it seems that lashon. He wrote in Shetrachim Aplaini, Sapech eslovavai la'avel yurashimecha, Lishke vitaras chakdaisha, Vitasim ufan of kalasibas hamainis aisrim shkidas taras chakdaisha. So it's not so bekitzer as a person might think. Not so bekitzer as you may think. And, okay. I guess that's called bekitzer. Right, anyway, be it as it may, so I mentioned to you two things tonight. I mentioned to you, first of all, the way the Netziv learned up the Taisis, that it's in Chazar HaSashas that you're allowed to add Barichus. And more importantly, the aside that comes out, that Chazar HaSashas is a tzura. Bifnei Atzmai, and to stand and to be mechavin to Chazar Sashat, to know which bracha is being said, and to be part of it. That's really from part of the Ikrei Mitzvahs of Tefillah. Shkayach for making it on such a cold night. I appreciate it.